morning. Today's blog is my healing herbs. I love gardens, even though they take a lot of time away from my writing. It's a form of exercise that's pleasant and, of course, gets me away from the computer and out into the fresh air. I love the idea of fresh food grown by me and knowing that no harmful chemicals have ruined its natural goodness that is specifically for me to put into my body of my own volition. I have a spot for some herbs and wondered what to put in there and decided that some healing herbs would be best because of my new website and Skype group. I came across some very interesting specimens that could be grown by me in my little space, and so I thought I would share them with you here. Lately, I have been reading the Generations of Noah series on my Kindle and other related topics, and throughout all of them, one realizes that way back then, everything had to be made from scratch. Herbs for healing were especially needed, as the only medicine was through their spiritual natures and what God had given them in the way of natural plants. A survival garden would be ideal to house a few of these herbal healing plants. Basil, the king of herbs, is an annual plant that needs to be started every year, and I find that people don't usually think of basil as being a natural healer. However, medicinally, it is so very useful for everyday life accidents. Some of its uses are as an antiseptic, healing cuts and scrapes, coping with nausea, helping compensate for a low appetite, and problems with flatulence. Then there's parsley, a plant that lives for 2 years. Fantastic sweetener for bad breath. An iron supplement when someone is anemic. Battles tiredness when lacking in iron. It boosts energy levels. It certainly helps with circulation throughout the body. Kidney and bladder infections are soothed when used as a tea. It can be used as a diuretic, and it fights gas in the tummy when there is a flatulence problem. Next we have lavender. Lavender is known for its calming influence and as a tea has many uses in relieving stress and anxiety, as well as promoting a boost to your feelings of happiness and security. Again, tummy issues such as flatulence and upset tummies can be eased using lavender, along with using that same tea to help heal skin sores, wounds and superficial cuts. Another useful herb to deal with bad breath as well. And next we have thyme. Thyme is an age-old herb to help infuse one with courage and more stamina for the task at hand. It is also used for the relief of chest and lung problems such as congestion and coughs, as well as aids with indigestion, and is another herb that can be used for gas problems. Thymal origins are with this plant and therefore makes for a very strong antiseptic and is regarded highly for treating fungus infections and wounds of the skin.